Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security reports a dozen people were arrested in immigration raids this week in the Twin Cities. The immigrants detained are from Somalia, Mexico, and El Salvador. Court records indicate 8 of them have criminal convictions for DWI, domestic violence, criminal sexual conduct, and assault. Operation Metro Surge comes after President Trump criticized the state's Somali community. State leaders are reacting to a new state budget forecast showing a larger surplus for the next 2 years, but a nearly $3 billion deficit for 2028-2029. Governor Tim Walz says despite federal cuts and inflation, Minnesota is still a top state to call home.
And in spite of the headwinds we're up against, Minnesota ranks economically, economic growth, happiness, number of people insured, education levels near the very top. So I'll tell you what, I have no interest in having this state look like Oklahoma or Mississippi.
House Speaker Lisa Daymuth argues we still have a deficit due to overspending and more taxes.
To have a state budget that didn't even nod to the fraud, that is something that I think was definitely a miss, and we have to continue looking at that. That is not, it needs to end, but we know it's been ongoing.
MMB Commissioner Aaron Campbell says there's no special line in the budget for fraud. Nearly 22 months after the historic Lutzen Lodge burned down, officials have arrested and charged the lodge's owner, 41-year-old Bryce Campbell, with arson and insurance fraud. State Fire Marshal Dan Cryer says it was a complex investigation.
We have a three-story building burnt to the ground. All the evidence is in the basement. We have to sift through what's burned, what's not burned, what's damaged, be able to try to identify the fire patterns and the evidence that we use as investigators to determine where the fire started and try to get to that answer of how the fire started.
Campbell is in custody in Michigan. A new adult-use cannabis dispensary is opening today in Victoria. Shane Downhauer says Mini Organics is the first state-licensed retailer in Carver County.
We are super excited. We're starting off with vape disposables, vape cartridges, and also adult-use edibles. Flower and pre-rolls will come slightly after. We're here in mid-December to end of December.
He says Mini Organics has a cannabis partnership agreement with the Prairie Island Indian community. The Minnesota Timberwolves rallied past the Pelicans 125-116 in New Orleans last night to sweep the two-game series. The Wolves outscored the Pelicans 37-26 in the fourth quarter. Julius Randle led Minnesota with 28 points, Naz Reid scored 19, and Rudy Gobert and Dante DiVincenzo each had 15. The Wolves are back at Target Center Saturday night to face the Clippers. This is MNN.